Today marks the 8th day of the movement control order and there has been no spike in the number of positive cases of COVID-19. However, it might still be too early to tell. According to the Star, Health Director General Datuk Seri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah has said that if the number of COVID-19 cases surges, then they would need to make a tough choice by picking who will get the right to use the ventilators. There are now 64 patients in the ICU and 27 of them are on ventilators. The worry is if there is an exponential spike in cases. Our capabilities are limited, then we have to choose which patient will have the privilege of ventilators. We hope we do not come to that stage where we have to decide which patients can have ventilators and those who can't. Yesterday, the 24th of March, there were 106 new cases and 2 deaths, bringing the total to 1624 cases and 16 deaths. Dr. Noor Hisham said in a press conference that it is very essential to identify and isolate those who attended the Shri Petaling gathering as 986 participants have tested positive. So, the ministry is tracking the remaining participants of the gathering, who are responsible for second and third generation infections within the community. When asked if the MCO will be extended, he said that it would depend on the evaluation of the outcome of the MCO. I am throwing this back to you. If you follow the MCO, then you have an opportunity to break the chain of infection. Success and failure depends on each and every one of us. Now, we will just monitor and study the situation, and after 10 to 12 days, we will see if we need to extend the MCO. There you have it, guys. Curbing the spread of the virus is in our hands. As informed citizens, we should abide by the movement control order and practice social distancing religiously. If you are unclear about the order, then you can call the hotline at 03-8888-2010. Also read, inspiring Majin lecturer buys food and groceries for his students who don't have enough money. You have reached the end of this story.